Hi, it's Bob from Royal Spa. Soaking in a hot tub full of Epsom salts is the absolute best way to minimize everyday aches and pains. And we know all about Epsom salts at Royal Spa. Royal Spa hot tubs are the only hot tubs on the market that can safely and effectively use Epsom salts. Made right here in Indiana, Royal Spa hot tubs are the highest quality hot tubs on the market. Visit any one of our three Indianapolis locations or visit royalspa.com.
Ah, Royal Spa.
So proud. We've made national news.
Oh, how exciting.
Fox News has picked up the story. The New York Post has picked up the story. And of course, we're talking about Indiana Rep. Jim Lucas. He showed some high school students his gun during a 10-minute conversation yesterday. It was a Moms Demand Action Advocacy Day at the State House. And students were there chaperoned. And they said that they felt threatened after Jim Lucas opened his coat and flashed his handgun, which he was carrying in the State House.
Okay, so there's so many tentacles of this, and this guy is a goof and a joke and an embarrassment, and he has just the worst judgment of any person imaginable, and it is ridiculously scary that this guy is making policy for 7 million people. So we'll get into all this. Okay, so here's, and you described, I think, in pretty good detail. There's this anti-gun group gun concern group or whatever you want to call them. Mm-hmm. That's at the State House. It's a bunch of kids. I think it's a spinoff of Moms Demand Action. And he's on the elevator, and he engages in some sort of, he being Lucas, engages in, the reporting said, some sort of conversation with them. Mm-hmm. So they get off the elevator, they go out in the hall, and they start talking about gun control, etc. And at some point in this conversation, he opens his jacket. You can see it for yourself. There's video of it. It's not a he said, she said. There's video of it. And he flashes his weapon to these kids. Now, I have many issues with this. First of all, 2A superhero Jim Lucas, of all people, should know that the purpose of conceal carry, and Tony talked about this morning, he was much nicer than I'm going to be about it, but the purpose of conceal carry, the first word in that is conceal. Mm-hmm. You're no longer conceal carry when you're flashing your weapon at a bunch of kids who you know are going to be adversarial to you.
Yeah.
So that's the first part of this. It's just the horrific judgment to engage these people and then be a big tough guy and flash your weapon at him. Here's my biggest concern with all of this. It's not that Jim Lucas has a weapon in the State House. It's that Jim Lucas, who has a criminal record, because don't forget, Jim Lucas is the guy who not all that long ago drove drunk, blew through a barricade, fled the scene, and pled guilty to those things. It's not, that's Rob Kendall's interpretation. That's what he admitted happened. And then, of course, on body cam, he gets cute with the cops and is trying to deceive the cops when they're trying to track him down, because don't forget, he hit his automobile and was trying to get away with all of this. Jim Lucas, who has a criminal record, is allowed to not only carry a weapon in the State House, but he's allowed to flash that weapon at a bunch of kids, and me and you and Kev, who have no criminal record, if we did that, we would be spending a lengthy stay in the Marion County detention facility, and there would be charges pressed against us, and we would be in a whole heap and a whole world of trouble. But because Jim Lucas writes the laws, and people like Jim Lucas only care about themselves, they write the laws so that he can do that with no ramification whatsoever. The guy with a criminal record can flash the weapon at a bunch of kids, but you or I, we can't even carry a weapon into the State House. That, to me, is the bigger story of how it's the exact same thing that happened in 2020 with the masking, Casey, where these guys in the legislature came in for Org Day in November, and immediately, while everybody else is still facing potential criminal penalties and you can be, you know, evicted from businesses and everything else, they exempt themselves from the mask mandate and force everybody else in the State House to wear a mask. This stuff happens over and over and over again. The story to me is not whether Jim Lucas has terrible judgment. He does. It's not whether Jim Lucas is a complete buffoon. He is. It's not whether Jim Lucas should be lording over other people and making choices for other people. He shouldn't. It's that time and time again, these 150 people down the street from us write special rules for themselves and leave you hanging out in the cold.
That's it. It's rules for thee, but not for me. So the question, Rob, have you had a DUI?
I have not.
I haven't. Kevin hasn't. And to your point, we can't go into the state house without going through a metal detector. But the guy whose salary we're paying to be there is allowed to do that. And you're right. They get into this whole conversation with the student about feelings and, you know, protection. It just sounds like he's showing off and he didn't have to do that.
Bingo.
He could have simply said, I'm carrying right now to protect myself. He didn't have to flash the students the gun to make them more nervous. They told him, we feel threatened. So what does he do? Shows the gun. He didn't have to do that.
So do you mean by carrying it?
I'm carrying it right now.
See, and nothing about that makes me feel safe, though. I'm saying nothing about someone carrying a gun makes me feel safe. It makes me feel threatened. Okay, and that's what this is about. This is about feelings. Yes, it is.
People that want to kill you don't care about your feelings, though.
Exactly, that's the problem. That's the problem. There's
okay, so that is in the middle of that is when he flashed the weapon at these kids. Now, the conversation shouldn't be about whether these kids are right or wrong. They're ridiculous, but they're kids. And whether these moms demand action are right or wrong, they're ridiculous. They're adults. The point is, it's judgment. And this guy, whether it's, don't forget, long before the criminal stuff, remember when he took his social media account down because he posted the, you know, things that a lot of people thought were racist and totally inappropriate. And apparently he thought it was bad enough that he took his social media down. Then he comes back and he makes the statements that are apparently so egregious that he's got to go to the Holocaust Museum on some sort of apology tour. And then, of course, the criminal stuff. And now this. And it is just one bad judgment by this guy after another. And nothing ever happens to him. When he drove drunk, he blew through a barricade and he fled the scene. Not a single member of the Indiana General Assembly or a single member on the Republican side of the statewide office holders even condemned this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when it was Curtis Hill, it was Holcomb and Connie Lawson and Bosma and the rest of the Good Time Fun Gang couldn't sprint to microphones fast enough to call on before. Curtis was never charged with anything, no ethics violations. Oh, he should resign. He should this, he should that. Nothing on Jim Lucas. And we said at the time, that is shame on Todd Houston, the Speaker of the House. Shame on Eric Holcomb. Shame on Rod Bray, because you are encouraging continued horrible judgment and bad behavior by this guy. Because what'd he do? Even if he didn't do anything legally wrong, he set the cause back. Daniel Elliott, who's a state treasurer, is going to be with us at the 10 o'clock hour. Daniel Elliott has a bill right now that would expand the amount of people who can carry inside the state house, which is a good thing. Do you think Jim Lucas's actions yesterday, Mr. Pro 2A guy,
helped
or harmed what Daniel Elliott's trying to accomplish?
Yeah, I mean, he took it to a whole new level, and there's so much discussion about trust in government, and these kids are there advocating for something, whether you agree with what they're advocating for or not. But do you honestly think they're going to stay involved? At this point, they're either going to stop or they're going to turn it up all the way, full max.
And I hesitated because this is a big story, because it's, again, people need to know who's making decisions over them and the sort of decisions they make. And Jim Lucas is one of those people. I was hesitant to even do the story, though, Casey, because Jim has proven time and again he gets off on publicity.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care if it's good publicity. He doesn't care if it's bad publicity. He doesn't care if his actions have harmed others. He doesn't care if his actions have harmed himself. He doesn't care if his actions have harmed the taxpayers. He doesn't care if his actions have harmed causes he claims to be for. So I was hesitant to even do the story, because I know he will be happy that his name is being said, even if it was once again embarrassing himself and these causes. But people have a right to know who's making decisions over them. And the question for Rod and Todd, the Flanders boys, and High Tax Holcomb and Todd Rokita and the rest of the Indiana General Assembly and leadership over there on the Republican side, when is it enough with this guy? When will you condemn the actions of this guy who is a total buffoon?
Is this okay with you? Maybe they're fine with it. He said that he thinks the whole thing is being blown out of proportion. But again, we go back to him doing this and You're not allowed to. He's exempt. He can carry his gun into the state house. You cannot. He made the rule so that he was able to do that.
I'm so glad you said that again, because people very clear are listening to this program. We are not mad that Jim Lucas is allowed to have a gun inside the state house.
We're mate because we're not
exactly
allowed to have a gun in the state house.
And we're very upset that a guy who is supposed to be one of the 2A leaders in this state doesn't seem to understand the concept of concealed carry, and he once again put himself above the causes and things he claims to be for. So that's it. Well, Daniel Elliott's going to be with us at 10:06. Mm-hmm. We'll talk about the potential damage Jim did to what he's trying to do.
SB 14.
Help more people be able to carry inside the state house. And we'll touch on this throughout the day. These are the people who represent you.